The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4FM.
The first thing I want to talk about is shouting at your children. And is it bad parenting to shout at your children in public? I got a very interesting message to the show from a mother. It says, hi Niall. I was wondering, could you talk about parents who publicly humiliate their children by shouting at them? I was out with my children over the weekend. We went to a children's play centre. We were having a lovely day and the kids were really enjoying themselves. And there was one child who was acting a little bit out of sorts, as kids do. Next thing, the mother came over and yanked him out of the play centre. She continued to berate him and shout at him for his behaviour, which made a few of the other mothers turn their heads. This little boy was about 7 years of age and was clearly really embarrassed, as he knew people were looking. And I couldn't help being so annoyed at this mother for humiliating the poor child in this way. In my opinion, this is completely bad parenting. Any parent who loses their cool like this with their child should take a serious look at their parenting style. I practice positive reinforcement with my children. If they misbehave, I take them aside, get them down to eye level, and explain to them what they're doing wrong. I hope that works out well for you. I talk to my children instead of shouting and roaring. I genuinely believe that any parent who shouts and roars at their children in public is a bad parent. I know that's quite a controversial thing to say, because kids can be testing by times, but I really believe it. I was heartbroken for the little boy over the weekend. Maybe you could talk about it. You were heartbroken for the little boy. Were you not heartbroken for the mother too? Had to put up with the little boy. But anyways, I don't know what you think of this message. I mean, according to some experts online, shouting has become the new smacking. And a study published back in 2003 in the Journal of Marriage and Family found that in families where there was 25 or more instances of shouting in a 12-month period, who measures this, children can suffer from low self-esteem, increased aggression, and be more susceptible to higher rates of depression. I'm just thinking about this. I shouted that all the time when I was a child. I wasn't angry, or I wasn't aggressive, or I wasn't suffering from depression. I just knew I did something wrong. But okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a bad parent. Look, I know as a parent, children can be really testing by time. They test your patience. They piss you off. They have conniptions on a regular basis. They know how to annoy you. And sometimes you can lose your cool and you let roar at them. And yes, that's you losing control. But sometimes they force you into that situation. And maybe, you know, a stern raised voice is the thing to do. But according to the experts, it's not. Experts say you should apologise for this and explain to your child why you shouted and why you got annoyed. And they agree with your email. You should get the child at eye level and explain in a calm and reasoned manner why what they're doing is wrong. Now, little Johnny, come here for a second. Let me tell you something, little Johnny. Don't punch your brother in the face. It's not a nice thing to do. Look at him. He's crying. You've inflicted pain on him by punching him in the face. So please, don't punch your sibling. Thank you. Or do you go, get your hands off Michael, you little bat? I mean, what way do you deal with those situations when a child becomes testing? So is it bad parenting to shout at your child in public for misbehaviour? Let me know what you think at 53544. Is it bad parenting to shout at them? 53544 is the text number. Yes, you believe it is irresponsible and bad, or no, you think it's kind of necessary. Every now and again, you don't go with this new wave of parenting, this wonderfully controlled method of parenting that they seem to talk about on paper all the time. Don't forget, by the way, you can WhatsApp us at 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008 if you want to WhatsApp us a message as well. I understand, by the way, there are some parents who go OTT. I've seen it in public, you know, and the language is atrocious. If you start using bad language at your child, you've lost it. Let me go to Declan. Declan, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Declan? Declan! Oh. Is Declan making a phone call? Let me go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm not too bad. Were you earwigging outside my mum's house or something?
Why?
I swear to God, that conversation happened between me and my brother at least twice a week. Get your hands off your brother.
Don't punch your little brother.
God's sake, don't draw blood.
Well, I mean, Kevin, I mean, this new wave of parenting is all the rage now. I mean, look, it started years ago with the nannies, super nannies and the super steps and the bowl step.
The naughty step.
Yeah, the naughty step. But now, now we have to go eye to eye and explain in a rational manner why it's wrong to punch their brother in the face.
I'm just trying to imagine me picking a 7-year-old up by his arms to my eye level. Would you ever leave?
No, you've got to get down to him. You've got to get down there, Kevin.
I got a bad back. I'm not getting down to him.
Well, so, I mean, Kevin, you've got kids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do you do when they push the buttons and they know how to push the buttons?
I tell you what, I found, now that I'm older, my tongue is well and truly bitten with young kids. But when I was a younger parent, I would have shouted them.
Mm.
And I did.
I was the same. I think as you get older, you kind of calm down a bit, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you a good one. We were on holiday back here, and we were back in Tralee inside in this novelty shop, but there was a load of crystal. And my youngest, she was 3 at the time, knocked over this vase. And I was just absolutely mortified. I sent my partner in to pay for it. I grabbed the little one by the arm, took her outside the shop, and I roared and bawled her, and I was completely wrong.
What was the catchphrase? Break it.
You break it, you pay for it.
You break it, you pay for it.
Look,
yeah.
The people inside the shop were grand. They're used to tourism. And look,
there's nothing worse than bringing your child into a shop where there's glassware and cutlery, and you're kind of going, oh no, please, please.
So you go into the shop, look, put your hands in your pocket, don't touch it, whatever you do. And whatever happened, anyway, it was a pure accident, but I was 23. And I was more mortified than anything else. And it was completely my fault. I shouted and roared at the child. But at the same time...
And you humiliated yourself,
I embarrassed myself.
Yeah,
Looking back at it now, I was like, oh, if I knew then what I know now, I would have handled it an awful lot better and an awful lot different.
So but is it a case of, as a parent, you're losing control?
You are. If you're arguing with a child, you've lost.
Mm.
You know, you tell... But here's the other thing. Would you turn around to little Johnny and say... Please don't put your hand near the fire now, because that's very dangerous. Just as his hand is about to go and touch the top of the range.
You will end up with third-degree burns.
You're going to let out a big roar to scare the living daylights out of them, so they jump back, and then you can have the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, there is some logic in a lot of this new parenting, and I understand it. I mean, I remember when Curtis, my oldest, he's 22 now, but I remember when he was our first child, and I think he was only 2 or 3 years of age, and he went over and knocked off the television, right? And I said to him, don't do that. And I went over and turned back on again. This is before remote controls, right? And he did it again. So I went over and I put it back on again. So he did it again. And I went over and I took his hand and I slapped the back of his hand, right? And he did it again. And I slapped the back of his hand again. And he did it again. And I figured from that point, this slapping thing doesn't do it. It doesn't work.
It's instant gratification, but it's just, you're not going to, it doesn't work. I mean, the thing is, what you gave in your intro line, that shouting at your child, and I mean, I'm not on about like shouting and bawling and roaring like I did. I'm like, raising your voice to your child is as bad as a slap upside the head.
Mm.
Nah. Will you cop on to yourself a small bit like?
According to the experts, where there was 25 or more instances of shouting in a 12-month period, children can suffer from low self-esteem, increased aggression, and susceptible to higher rates of depression.
The 7-year-old couldn't spell it. Let her mind understand what it is.
Mm.
Do you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's all nonsense, but at the end of the day, we all survive pretty much okay. My father clattered us when we were... playing up.
Oh yeah, I know, yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't clatter my lads, and they're grand, you know.
But when your father clattered you around the place, do you honestly believe I'm not casting any aspersions on your dad, right?
Yeah.
But do you think it's affected you in any way in your life?
No, because at the end, I mean, I look back on it now, and he looks back on it. We've talked about it, like, and it was the way it was.
That's normal, the answer I've heard.
It was normal then.
I spoke to a school teacher of mine there recently. Well, when I say recently, last year on the phone. He's still alive. I think the man is in his 80s now. When I was in primary school, and he used to use the leather, the stick out of a cot off a bed. You bring your
bamboo
six,
stick.
Oh yeah, 6 of the best. You know
what
I mean?
We had a bamboo stick in our school.
And I said to him, I said, "Do you understand what you were doing?" And he said, "You know what?" He said, "I had kids of my own. I wouldn't have done it to them." Yeah. But he said it was the dumb thing. And he said, that's how we discipline children. And he said, I just went along with it. And he said, in hindsight now, if I look back, he said, to think about it is horrific. He said, I wouldn't do it to a child.
Yeah.
But he said, that was what we did.
That was normal then, but no, it's not. But here's the thing. You're at the other end of the scale now, where you're trying to have an adult conversation of what the rights and wrongs. It's not like the case of, look, I'm telling you off because I'm the parent, you're not, I'm right, you're wrong. You know, don't do it. Well, you're trying to have a normal conversation with a child and expect a 7-year-old to comprehend what you're saying and understand it. And then you end up with teenagers who run the roost.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the other end of the scale where the kids are the parents, and the parents are just there to provide bed and breakfast and an evening meal.
Yeah.
And that's too much the other way. There's a happy medium in between where you can all just get along normally. And
yeah, you don't want to be a child's buddy either, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I mean, no one is saying that. No one is saying that you're absolutely right to shout and bawl at your kids all the time and it works. It doesn't.
Oh, yeah, no, because there are some people that are OTT and I've heard that.
Exactly. No one's excusing that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hang on. Declan, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Declan?
Hi, hello. How's it going?
Good, Declan. You chat at your kids.
I do. And in fact, they drew my attention to it. And, yeah, they, you know, you do feel terrible when they say, you know, you...
Yeah. You kind of feel bad after it, don't you?
You do. You feel terrible.
By the way, lads, I don't know whether it's just me, but have you ever given out to your child, you know, I mean, a little bit of shouting and a little bit of, I suppose, an aggressive tone, gone downstairs and felt so guilty you went back up and apologised?
Yeah.
I've done that.
Like, the red mist descended and, I've shouted more, but I have gone back up and said, I'm sorry.
But you shouldn't have done that.
I don't know. Like, so it's different kids. I find different kids have different effects on you. Some make you feel more
garlic.
Some bring out the anger.
And what would you shout at them for? I mean, give us an example of the kind of thing.
Like, you know what? I can't even. You know,
every day. It's every just, day.
As your previous caller was saying, I think as you become a bit more experienced as a parent, you learn to. You know, keep it under wraps a bit better, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, I know some parents are completely out of control. I've witnessed parents shouting in public in the middle of Dunn Stores or whatever it happens to be, and it just doesn't work, does it?
I can't. I'm just shocked at because you're kind of on your best behaviour, you know, with in the public, I suppose. You try to be...
Yeah.
You try to be your best self out there, I suppose. I don't know. I'm amazed at... You know, imagine what goes on in the home then if they feel...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if somebody feels the need to do it in public, you can only imagine what their house is like.
Yeah, but you can imagine the parent as well. It's just like an elastic band. When you snap. And it's not ideal. Mm. Nobody goes out with the intention of snapping.
Well, say that because Audrey, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Audrey?
Oh, Audrey. Oh, gosh. Sorry, Audrey. Hold on.
There you go. Sorry, Audrey. Go ahead.
It's wrong really to shout and bawl at kids in public. It's embarrassing for the mother and the child and everybody else.
Mm.
You know, it's very hard.
So how do you control a situation? I'm assuming you have kids, Audrey.
Well, I have, yeah, but they're older.
Okay, but when they were younger, you know, if they did something in the middle of Tesco's or Dunn Stores or whatever it is and had a conniption, what would you do?
Yeah, well, I'd just come over here, little brat, you know.
Yeah.
But in fairness, they actually weren't bad. They weren't. They knew.
Yeah.
They knew. But,
Were they afraid of you?
No, they weren't. God, no.
Were they afraid of your partner?
Two lads. No.
No.
No, they weren't.
I don't know. I'm not having a go. I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything wrong with a healthy fear of parenting sometimes. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's, you know, will there be a repercussion if I do something wrong?
Yeah, I know. You just kind of trying to explain or say to them before they go out, even. Look, we're going out and having a nice time or whatever. You know, try to behave.
Yeah. They always do. They always, you know, have the... I love the word conniption, by the way. They always have a conniption at the most inopportune moments.
They do.
Yeah, when you're in a restaurant or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't like the chips! As they start firing food at each other or something silly like that.
Oh, God. Nightmare. Yeah, you see them. I see them in the Neri.
Hey, where?
The Neri.
Oh, right. Okay.
Certain individuals, you know, but that's the difference.
And do you think it's the way a child is brought up?
Yeah.
All right, okay, well, stay there. Let me just go to Joanna. Joanna, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joanna? Joanna, I mean, do you believe that badly brought up children are treated differently then?
No. I had an older sister, like 9 years older than me. And we got in all sorts of trouble. You know, kids do. I'm surprised my mother never killed us.
Mm.
And, you know, as kids will push your buttons. and we are all human, and sometimes, you know, a shout. Just, we'll do it. It doesn't mean that you're going to shout all the time at your kids, or that you're abusing, or that he's going to be traumatized for life. I'm not.
And were you shouted at much as a child, Joanna?
Sometimes.
Hmm.
Sometimes.
And would you ever slap your children?
No.
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 Okay.
No.
Kevin, have you ever slapped your children, Kevin? No.
Never. No.
No.
But there's a difference between...
It's illegal, I'm going to point
you. You said, a tap in the back of the hand
yeah.
is one thing. There's a big difference between what we grew up with to what our kids grew up with.
Even when I was little, my mom gave me a smack on the bum or a little smack in my hand.
Right, okay.
But never anything else.
Yeah.
Anything else that goes beyond that.
And you still see that. You still see the kid being dragged by the arm, you know, out of Dunn's or Tesco's or in the middle of a car park somewhere and lifted up by one arm and smacked across the head. I mean, you'll still see that.
That's awful.
Mm.
No, I would not.
Would you say something?
Would I? No, I wouldn't say it. You kind of feel like saying something.
You feel like it, but
you wouldn't.
You wouldn't, like, but...
But legally, by the way, legally speaking, you can report them if you want to.
I know, but...
Are you going to... Would you, Joanna, if you saw a parent, you know, in a public place, like supermarket, whatever it was, you know, slapping a child across the face, would you report them?
No.
No. I don't think there's very few people would.
It's not my business. Although I don't agree with it, but it's someone else's private life.
Mm.
So I don't think I have the right to do it.
It does. I mean, it does show you that if a parent is willing to smack their child across the face in a public place, you can only imagine what's going on behind closed doors. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think.
And by the way, can I point out that legally we have a responsibility to report it? Now, I don't know how literally they would take the law, but under the Criminal Justice Act of 2012, if you see a child's life or you see, you know, a child in danger in any shape or form and you don't report it, you're actually committing a criminal act yourself by not reporting it. But that, now, I don't know how literally they would take
it. The thing is, how could you report it? I saw someone I don't know and I've never seen before slap a child that I've never seen before.
Who are they?
I couldn't tell you exactly. You know, I mean, the thing is, I'd like to think I'd say it to... You know, you're right,
You'd be told to mind your own business, I reckon.
I know I probably would, but at the end of the day, I'd hate to walk away thinking, Jesus, that child is going to get leathered when he goes home.
Yeah.
You know, this is where there's two scales to it. There's a big difference between, you know, a child being shouted, oh, you put that packet of crisps back, to a child getting slapped upside the head.
I mean, I know, Joanna, you mentioned before that you have a child with special needs.
Yes.
And that, and I have a daughter with special needs too. That can be more testing. Sometimes.
It can be more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It is sometimes.
Yeah.
Behavior-wise. And believe me, you try everything until you find something that works.
Mm-hmm.
It is, my son is 10 years old, but he does not have the understanding of a 10-year-old.
Yeah, he has the cognitive age of a child younger. That would be similar to myself.
He doesn't understand things in the same way. I have to let him, if he's upset or if he's frustrated, I need to let him calm down. I have to remove myself from the situation and let him calm down.
But you wouldn't allow him to continue with bad behavior just because of his problem, would you?
No. I'm very strict. My son needs routine. He has a few conditions, not just one.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very challenging. I had years when it was very difficult and nothing like naughty step wouldn't work. I have coffee. And anything like that
just didn't work
for him.
Dara, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Dara?
Very well, thank you.
Dara, I mean, you believe it shows a lack of control.
Well, yes, first of all, I empathize and sympathize with the parents in the core, but what happens is I've noticed a lot of, let's say, modern kids, right? They get sweets and things, and sometimes they're not even satisfied with that, and they lose control. And it's very understandable why parents would lose control in that situation.
Right.
But I also think that much of the work is, you know, if they knew from two or three, right and wrong, look, mummy's doing this, daddy's doing this, and this is right and wrong, and this is your homework time, this is your play time, and they had a structured. A lot of those kids who have structure seem to be better behaved outside, but the some kids are quite spoiled, but even it's very hard to feed a spoiled kid because you can't outspoil a spoiled kid. No matter what they get, they want more. And I think in those cases, I'm talking about, let's say, obviously there's people with if there's kids with this kind of ADHD and other things, that's a different case. I don't, that's more of a medical thing. I don't know about those areas, and those kids are quite in a different bracket altogether. But I'm talking about the regular kids, like, you know.
Yeah. So, in other words, you need to, you, as a parent, you need to learn to say no every now and again.
Absolutely say no. I mean, I'm in an apartment by the sea, which is wonderful. But you do see the kids there. And some kids, let's say, go a bit wild. You can say to some nice kids, oh, listen, hang on, there's an elderly person there or children up in the other apartment or whatever. But there are some kids who just tell you to F off and we'll do what we like and they threaten to brick your house, you know. And these are 14-year-old kids. I kid you not. But just a week ago, this lady's been bothered by this fellow who's just acting the asshole like, outside her apartment block, and it's very close to the sea. And so she asked me to ask him when he threatened, he'd say I did all sorts of things and threatened him and all sorts. And I just realised, oh my goodness, this kid knows the game inside out, and I've been totally toast.
Right, but okay.
He was literally, all you can let, you can't even go to guards because they're gone by the time they come there. All you could do is literally YouTube them. Because first of all, the parents, oh, my little darling John or Mary or whatever, would never do that.
Yeah.
But 99% of kids are wonderful, but there's an element there of kids who will scream, do whatever it is, they discomfort the parents. And I can understand those parents losing control. But unfortunately, sometimes they've fed the out-of-control kid to such a level, and I do sympathise with them because they just think, I'll buy a sweet, the problem's over. And we're all, look, we're all...
guilty of that, absolutely, yeah. We're all guilty of pacifying them just for a bit of peace, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm guilty. I have nephews and nieces, and they say, oh, he's buying ice cream again. Like, you know, when I see the kids kind of, let's say you had a 2 hours in this, let's say the zoo, I was in the zoo recently, and the kids get tired after a while, and of course, these are crumbs, we've been 3 hours in the zoo. After about 2 hours, the whole excitement is
the
gone.
Novelty factor is worn off. Yeah,
and it's survival. You know yourself.
I know.
I understand how people lose control, but you have to, you know. And unfortunately, if you go beyond that, if you like, obviously, when the person starts touching the kid, like hitting the kid, they've lost control completely.
Okay, well, do you ever stay there for a second? Because I want you to hear Ciarán's story in a minute. Before I do that, we just go to Sharon. She's been waiting a while. Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Niall. Hi.
Good, Sharon.
Look, you know, we all lose our temper occasionally with our kids. Sometimes we're not proud of it. Occasionally we might need
to apologize. Have you lost your temper?
Oh, God, doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
If I do, I kind of try and use it as a learning experience and sit them down and say, look, you know, Mummy's sorry she shouted then, but, you know, do you understand why? And for two things, it opens communication, and it also helps with an understanding of, you know, where outbursts of anger come from and stuff like that. So, yeah, we all do it. I can't stand those people that stand there just yelling and roaring at their children. But they always tend to be the ones that have no control of the kids and no structure in their kids' lives. But, yeah, you've got to sometimes shout at a child. I think the example...
I mean, part of life for... I mean, I don't mean to say this, but for a child, part of growing up is misbehaving.
Yes, of course it is. But that's what we are designed as human beings, as any creature is designed, to push some boundaries and see where our safety zone is. And unless you actually find out that you can... certain behaviours are acceptable and certain behaviours aren't, and that's from basic learning of, you know, don't put your finger in an electric socket. You know, you've got to learn boundaries, and some of those are behaviour boundaries and some of these are physical boundaries.
Have you ever slapped your child?
Oh, only occasionally. I sometimes grab him by the ear if he's about to, like,
grab him by the ear.
So, like, because it's not physically hitting, it kind of stops him in his tracks. It's a bit like, yeah, sorry, you know me, like a naughty dog.
Yeah.
I mean, dog training's gone all bit, you know.
But wait, sorry, just, I know completely off the subject, people say you should slap a dog on the nose.
Well, look, that's turned around. We're almost apologising at them now and letting them sleep on the bed with a cup of tea. It's a bit like kids. You know, the behaviour is
I think
now,
the dog heard me there, by the way. Go on.
But, you know, I think it's a bit like kids. We seem to swing from great extremes, whereas one minute, you know, yes, of course, nobody wants a child shouted at and beaten, but they do need to learn some guidelines and some discipline. But now sitting them, you know, apologising to them, and yeah, fine. If you
I know, I've apologised.
But actually, you were saying experts are now saying that, you know, you shouldn't shout at children. What you should do is what were they saying? I mean, oh,
yeah, 25 times in a 12-month period, it damages the child's self-esteem.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I love that the little post that goes around on Facebook that says, you know, age 21, you know, these kids fought in the Battle of Dunkirk and went out to certain death. And we're saying now, and kids age 21 now,
not allowed to shout at them.
needs to sit in the corner in a dark room because you've hurt their feelings. I mean, you know, we've gone through such, you know, juxtaposition.
Well, that's it. We're raising a bunch of snowflakes, aren't we?
Yeah, of wimps. And wimps.
Absolutely.
And
well, hold on for a second, Darren. Sharon, because I need you to hear this story. Kieran.
Yes.
How are you doing, Kieran? I read your text during the break and all I could do was laugh. But so you can tell the story, but go on, tell the story.
This is like, it was a couple of years ago. We, myself, my wife, and we had our son, he was 6 at the time. We surprised him with a trip to Disney Paris.
As any child would just love, it's like a dream come true, yeah.
Yeah, we booked it for like 4 days and, you know, we got a bit of cash together, we were saving and we got about $3,500, so we finally got there anyway.
Right, okay.
In the hotel, walked through the gates.
Of Disney. Magical place, yeah.
Funnest place in the world, man. Right? And yeah. All I hear is, oh, this is crap, when are we going home? My eye actually started to twitch. It started doing like that involuntary blink. And yeah. I did the whole, I don't know if it's a parent thing or an Irish thing, but I bent down and I looked and I shouted as quietly as you do. Like,
yeah, I can see that.
Where to God? You know, and he just kind of looked at me and went, oh.
But it was what you said to him. Now, don't use the F word, right? But it was what you said to him.
Oh, yeah, if you don't, cop on, I swear to God.
Well, in your text it says you told him this is the effing happiest place in the world if you don't cop on.
And he eventually kind of went, okay. And kind of, you know, it was like Judy Old, when he said that, it was like Judy Old Hulk TV series. Where Bill Bixby's eyes just go, what? I actually felt that. I could feel my blood pressure actually hitting the top of my skull. I just went,
Children can't be so ungrateful. They really can. You could climb Everest for something for them. And then they just look at it and go, yeah, thanks. You know, they're so ungrateful.
I mean, nowadays, if he does something, I just uninstall Fortnite off the PlayStation.
That's probably the best thing to do.
Install it again. He's like, oh, Jesus.
How old is he, by the way?
He's gone out of living now.
And is he playing? He's playing Fortnite.
Oh, he's playing Fortnite.
See, Dara, see what we're dealing with here? He's playing Fortnite at the age of 11.
What?
Yep.
Fortnite, Dara, Fortnite.
Fortnite. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, see, Sharon doesn't even know what it is. Sharon, it's an online game where people go around shooting each other.
Oh no! I mean, we've been on this topic before, but
No! Let's not go there. But I feel your pain, Kieran. I feel your pain.
It's just one of those moments in life you're actually really tested as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just okay. I can either drop kick him out that Mickey Mouse gate. I can have a wee little chat with him in the corner.
There's Mickey Mouse. Go over and effing hug him. Yeah, I know. I mean, look, I've been there, being the soldier. You spend thousands bringing them away to the most beautiful places in the world, and they're looking at you, and they're misbehaving, and they're going, I don't want to be here. You know, I'm going,
can we go back to the pool?
Thank you, Kieran, for livening up the day. All right, thanks, Darren. Thanks, Sharon, as well.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio. 4FM.